You know, our guys practice hard, and we got a vast majority of our game plan in already. And you know, looking forward to continuing our preparation to play this very, very good football team.
Joe, I noticed that Mike Pouncey is back. He looked a little thin to the naked eye. Has he lost any weight?
Again, if we have any updates on him, we'll certainly be releasing a report a little bit later. Looked good to me. Again, I'm not going to be making any comments about anything related to the review or the investigation or any of those things.
Joe, Richard Smith, the counsel for the union, is going to be doing some questioning too. Are you willing to meet with him?
Again, we're going to fully cooperate with the NFL and the review, and we want to get the information, the facts, as I've said since day one, and whatever I can do to get the truth out and all the facts. I'm not aware of any specific names or anybody else, but the Dolphin organization is committed to cooperating fully.
Does that mean cooperating with the union as well?
Again, we're cooperating fully with the review, so that's all I'm going to say on that.
You're among the league leaders in penalties on the good side, not the bad side.
Right.
What do you attribute that to?
I think the guys do. You know, the guys are disciplined. They practice. We keep track every team meeting. We kind of show them how many penalties we had from the prior practice, how many were pre-snap penalties. You know, seriously, our guys, Rich and his crew, do a great job officiating those guys. They come over here every day and bust their tail. And, you know, we just try to run disciplined practice and have them play with good technique, good fundamentals. And hopefully that can be a difference in a ball game. Yeah, he's been, you know, Kevin and the staff have been finding different ways to utilize him, and he's been very effective, whether it be in zone coverages or man coverages. He's got the ability to run with guys down the field, so I don't think we're afraid to match him up in either a man or a zone scheme.
How much easier would you like to see you guys score faster
than to sustain some guys or quick hitting guys? Yeah. I mean, we have to score more points, period. I mean, you know, we've been in a lot of close games. I want to say 7 out of the 10 games, don't quote me, but my brain's functioning right, or have been a one possession game or less. You know, we've been in a lot of close games. We'd like to score more points. I mean, we're working at it. The guys are working hard every single day. You know, so, but certainly we'll take them any way we can get them. Quick, long, slow, fast. I mean, points are good. Points are good.
Mike Wallace was speaking yesterday, and he seemed a little perplexed by his season, why he's only got one touchdown. He said he wasn't frustrated, but why do you think he only has one touchdown?
Well, again, you know, when you look at the pass game, there's a lot of different elements of the pass game. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different. You know, elements, there's protection, there's the quarterback's progression, there's the route concept, the depth of the route, the timing of the route, the spacing of the route. There's a lot of things that go into it. And so I'm not disappointed in his performance one single bit. I think he's been working hard, he's been progressing, he's been a valuable member of the offense, and I anticipate that will continue.
Do you worry it gets to the point, though, where a player gets frustrated and what that can mean?
You know, we're all professionals. We all have a job to do. Their job is to contribute to the overall success, if you're an offensive player, to the offensive unit and to the football team. And he's done that.
What unique challenges can he present as a quarterback?
Well, he's playing very well. He's making, you know, in their system, he's making very, very good decisions with the football, number one. He's throwing the ball accurately, number two. And he's making big plays at critical times in a game. And so those are all three good attributes that certainly when I study quarterbacks, either our own or the ones we're playing, we kind of look for those things. And he's doing those three things very well. And then he's got the extra dimension that he's, you know, he's got a good pair of legs on him and he's hard to bring down.
Getting back to Walt for a second, when he was told yesterday that on Monday Mike Sherman said about his 39-yard no touchdown game, called it a tremendous game. And Mike Wallace, he perplexed by that. Did you label a 39-yard game as a tremendous game?
He played well. His fundamentals were good. His spacing was good. His, you know, where his anticipation with the quarterback, where he's supposed to be, his adjustment to different coverages and route adjustments that need to be made. Thought he played well. Yeah, well, we'd like to get bigger plays out of it. You know, it doesn't have to be just Mike Wallace. We'd like to get explosive plays by a lot of different players. I think the more guys that can contribute in an explosive fashion, the better balance you have offensively, the more diverse you are. So it's not just one person that we're looking to get explosive plays out of. And we're going to continue to work at it. Every single day in practice we work at it, and we'll continue to do so. These guys worked hard every single day. A guy like Brenner, he comes to work, and not many guys know about him, but he's been working his tail off since he came with us last spring. And, you know, when you watch him perform, you can see the development, you know, even though he's not running a lot of Miami stuff during the course of these previous 9 weeks, you can see him develop. You can see the fundamentals. He plays hard. The guy's he's a football player. He likes to play. He's done a good job. Kovacs has done a good job when he's been in there. Ryan, we got a little bit later. We've had Jordan and we've had Sam for a long time. Ryan came in quickly, bright guy, picked up the system well, both special teams and offense, and has made a good contribution as well.
Deion Jordan against Tampa, I believe, 9 snaps this past game, 22 snaps. It's a bit disconcerting. He's traded up to get the number 3 spot, as well, 31 snaps in 2 games. And would you expect him to play more per game?
No, I think he's doing well. I've said many times, he's adjusting to a new position. He's learning a new scheme. He's fitting into that scheme well. We've asked him to do a number, variety of different things, and he's contributing nicely. He's playing on special teams and doing a good job there too.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I don't remember seeing a lot of completions either. I'm wondering, is he trying to be too fine? Why doesn't he do better?
Well, you got to, the one the other day, let's talk about the one the other day. That's the one the most recent. The guy's open. You got to get the ball to the receiver. You got to put a little more air under it so it doesn't slow down and the DB doesn't have a chance to break up the pass. It's not that complicated throwing the ball down the field. It does take the right timing. It does take, he has to put the ball, the receiver has to leave enough space, especially when you're throwing the ball outside the numbers, which we had on that particular play. You have to make that throw. He knows that. I know that. Everybody who was at the game knows that. Those are the facts. And we got to keep working at it, and I'm confident we will start making more of those.
Two more guys.
He didn't put enough on that particular pass that the DB broke it up. I don't think that's necessarily instinct. It just the ball didn't have enough on it, really. He's playing well. He's playing well. He's doing some of the things that we talked about. He's making very good decisions. His accuracy's improved over a year ago. His passer rating's improved over a year ago. His touchdowns are, I think he has, 14? He had maybe 5 or 6 at this time a year ago, if I'm not mistaken. So he's making a lot of progress.